This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject: his personality comes from a bottle. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that I met online, and I'm amazed by all of his personalities. He's fun-loving and easy to get along with. One day and the next day, he's acting like the CEO of a major corporation. In real life, he's a chief operating officer, not a CEO. He's responsible for a lot of people at work, and he said that he is always stressed. When he's stressed, he whines and needs everything done for him. I've even removed his shoes and rubbed his feet when it should be the other way around. Last weekend, I discovered another personality, and that one loves to brag and lie. We were with some of his friends, and they've known him longer than I have, so I'm sure they knew he was lying, but nobody would stop him. He said he was buying a boat so we could sail away on our honeymoon. He hasn't even talked to me about proposing, but he told the group that he's been looking for rings. I just sat there, confused, and then I noticed he was drinking tequila. He and I usually don't drink. We prefer to smoke weed before we go out, so we're in a chilled mood. The tequila introduced the new character, and I saw it again a few days ago. He came over, and it was late. He walked in my bedroom with nothing on but his socks and dove into the bed. This wild man managed to pull the sheets off the bed, and he made me sweat all of my curls out. It was the best sexual experience we've ever had. I blame it on the tequila. I told him he needs to get his personalities in check, and he laughed. I was not joking. I love the tequila sex, and I wish I could take pieces from each personality to make an ideal man. How do I deal with him? Okay, so what's the problem now? What is the problem? Did you leave something out of this letter? Because honestly, I don't see any issues here. I think that one of the worst things you can do is create a situation where there is none. These are your complaints. This may not be the man for you, sis, plain and simple. What you've described in this letter is pretty much a typical man. He gets up, he goes to work, whether he's the COO or the CEO. You say he's in charge of a lot of people, and he makes it do what it do. I mean, yes, he's stressed. Aren't most CEOs and COOs, aren't they stressed? Yeah, they're stressed. And it was your choice to rub his feet. He didn't demand that you rub his feet like some bully or some mean, controlling man. And what man doesn't brag and stretch the truth, you know, and lie a little bit or a lot when he's out hanging out with his friends? As far as the tequila goes, it obviously makes him, we'll call it romantic, okay, and want you more. And you loved it. I mean, this man seems like a pretty decent guy to me. Of course, he's not perfect. Who is? But I really think you should find something else to complain about. I really do. Steve?
I'm stunned. I'm stunned at your reply to this letter. I was expecting you to go the direct opposite way. I am stunned.
I didn't see anything wrong with
nothing
what she was
wrong
talking
with
about.
This guy.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's wrong with it. He crazy. See, I'm dating a man I met online. I'm amazed by all his personalities. He's fun-loving, easy to get along with one day. And the next day, he's acting like the CEO of a major corporation. This is the only part in the letter where I struggle with what she said. One day, he's acting like he's a CEO of a major corporation. In real life, he's a chief operating order officer, not a CEO. The lady, CEO, COO, both of them at the top, both of them working, both of them under pressure. The CEO, COO is the chief operating officer. CEO means chief executive officer. The only person that the COO answers to is the CEO. The only person that the CEO answers to is the chairman. The only person that the chairman answers to is the board. He ain't far from the top. So that's the only problem I had with you in this letter right there. And then, you know, then you say he's responsible for a lot of people at work. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And he's stressed. Yeah. When he's stressed, he whines and he needs everything done for him. This is why I started having a little problem doing. I've even removed his shoes and rubbed his feet when it should have been the other way around. What you do it for then? I see, I don't like people doing stuff for me begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
I
like
rub
a cheerful
gift. Well, you're rubbing too hard now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you said, last weekend I discovered another person, Lally, that one loves to brag and lie. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this levels to him.
Right.
We were with some friends and they've known him longer than I have, so I'm sure they knew he was lying, but nobody would stop him. I'm going to tell you something about us other men. We love a good lie. We recognize it.
We know
dog,
that about
dog,
you.
Dog, lying, is it? No, dog, boy, dog over there lying. God, he crazy. Boy, did you hear what he said? No. He said he had six girls at one time. He no good. He no good with any woman before I'm in here. See, we love that. So when I come back, I just tell you, this letter's kind of crazy because what?
All right, yeah, what? All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his personality comes from a bottle. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. It's kind of crazy. The subject is his personality comes from a bottle.
Yeah, this lady met this guy. Mm-hmm. Been dating online. They had a good relationship. He's a great guy. He's fun loving, easy to get along with. But he acts like, and now he's acting like the CEO of a major corporation. In real life, he's a COO, not a CEO. Lady, you too technical.
Yeah.
He's responsible for a lot of people at work, and he said he's always stressed. Well, people that got jobs like that, they are stressed. Hell, if you drive a Pepsi truck in the hood, you stressed. You know, if you run cable lines, you stress. Anyway, then he whines, I have to give him foot rubs. It should be the other way around. We go out with some friends as another personality that he loves to brag and lie. Y'all went out with some friends that known him longer than you, and they knew he was lying, but nobody said nothing. I want to just share this with you that men love a good lie. If I'm sitting around one of my boys and he blowing it up and he lying real good, I'm very supportive.
What are you saying? Stuff like what? Go ahead, dog.
Man, hell yeah. My man. I know that's right. Blow it up. Blow it up. Talk about it. Come on, man. What else you do? And then that encourages him to go more.
That makes it fun.
He said one of the lies he told was he was buying a boat so we could sail away on our honeymoon.
Aw.
When last time you heard a black person say that? Sailing. Mm-hmm. No, good and hell well, we ain't big on sailing. We really lost our taste for sailing after that first big boat ride. That's why black people don't really consider that much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he hasn't talked to me. He ain't even talked to me about proposing. Well, why would he do that? A proposal is usually a surprise, isn't it? So why would he talk to you about, I'm thinking about proposing to you. What you think? Ain't nobody finna do that. So I think he's okay there. But he told the group that he's been looking for rings. He could have. I just sat there confused. And then I noticed he was drinking tequila. He and I usually don't drink. Now, this one I knew that she was crazy. We prefer to smoke weed before we go out.
Right.
Why is we in here drinking this tequila? We can smoke this weed before we go out so we can be chill. Now, both of y'all drunk. Y'all drunk and chewed. Everybody toe up. You know what, lady? I'm so sick of this letter already.
Yeah, maybe it's you, huh? Maybe it's
you. Then I noticed he was drinking tequila.
Mm-hmm.
The tequila introduced a new chapter, and I saw it again a few days ago. He came over. It was late. He walked in my bedroom with nothing on but his socks, dove into the bed. This wild man managed to pull the sheets off the bed and made me sweat all my curls out. It was the best sexual experience we've ever had. I blamed it on the tequila. I told him he needs to get his personalities in check, and he laughed. I was not joking. I'm sick of all this you doing. Sitting up in there acting like you a CEO when you is really just a COO. I'm so sick of you whining about all this stuff you got to do. I'm so tired of you getting around your friends lying, talking about you buying a boat and bought a ring. We ain't even discussed no ring. And then you're going to get yourself drunk on some tequila and come in there and jump on me. We're going to tear these beds up, sweat all my curls out. It's the best sex I ever had. And then I want you to get your personality together. Lady, make up your mind.
Yeah.
It's the best you've ever had. He's a good guy. He's jovial. He's fun in real life. All of this so you could say, I wish he could take pieces from each personality to make an ideal man. How do I deal with him? Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you get somebody else? Why don't you stop seeing him and get somebody else? Or are you the person that's looking for the perfect man? Which does not exist. Listen, something comes with everybody in your life. Something's going to come with everybody that you meet. Something comes with everybody you have. You just have to find that somebody that's worth all the stuff that come with them. And weigh it out. And do the pros outweigh the cons. And ta-da, can you deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can. Because I ain't heard you talk about leaving none of them. You ain't trying to leave the COO. You ain't trying to see the cap. You ain't trying to leave the captain of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't trying to leave the dude that might buy the ring. And you ain't trying to do that come over there on tequila. You ain't trying to leave none of them. So where you going? Mm-hmm. Seemed to me like you'd have met the best man you've ever had before.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. Leave your comments.
That letter exhausted me.
Yeah, where's the problem here? All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.